Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1097. We're learning today Lilinishmas Moshe Doif and Rav Aaron Zizel. Lilinishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Lerafua Shalema Ruvin Pesach Ben Henya. Getting back to our malacha of Zoreya planting. Okay, so we spoke about last year in reference to opening up the window, bringing in fresh air. Somebody needs some fresh air. But the problem is that there are plants in the vicinity. They're not right. We said they're not right on the windowsill, but in the room there's plants, and the problem is that a problem because of the fact that fresh air is going to help cause the plants grow better and so on. The same, so we said lemaisa, as long as it's mamish not right on the windowsill itself, then it would be okay. It would have a din of a grama, koyach sheni. So the Sefer Klalim brought that down from the Shas Teshuvas Har Tzvi. The same thing pretty much would apply. He brings down, what about in reference to a Venetian blind? A person wants to, they want to open up the curtains, Venetian blind, these type of things, and let in some sunshine. As we know that sunshine is another thing which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that helps the plants grow. Plants grow, they get sunshine. So, one second, it's now the room is fairly dark and I want to, let some sun in, let some light in, I will open up the curtains, I'll open up the Venetians or whatever the case is. Am I allowed to do that? There are plants in the room. So Lemaisa, he says the same thing, that it would be mutter, in order for the fact, the person wants light in the room. I want some light in the room. If a person does it, I want to have the sunlight come in and shine on the plants, and have plants in the room. Good, they're not right on the windowsill, but I want them to shine on the plants. It's going to help the plants. The sun is going to help the plants, so that you can do. But we're talking, our cases again, is a cases whereby I just want to, plain and simple, open up the curtains, even though the sun will shine in. There are plants in the room. And I'm doing it for me, but alamai what, it's a psik reish, it happens automatically, it's going to happen. Inevitably it's going to happen. But lemaisa, it's a sort of an indirect. It's a koyach sheni. It's a time. It's sort of a delay in the indirect. However you want to call it, it's a grama, and therefore he says it's a psikresha. Again, the same concept, psikresha with a grama, and it would be okay. Again, as long as a person does not have in mind to enhance the growth of the plants. I just want to have sun come in. The same thing, Rocha Kitsas Me Hachaloin, he says. One should be careful that it shouldn't be a little bit further away from the window, not like right on top of the windowsill whereby I open the curtains, boom, and then the sun shines right onto the plants. That's really becoming problematic, because that takes away the possibility of saying Kayach Sheni Grama, that it's a little bit further away. It's a sort of, if you want to call it indirect or whatever the case is, Mamash, if it's right on the windowsill, that's already more problematic. But if you told me there's plants are in the room, they're not by the windowsill, they're off to the side, off here, off there, possibly on the table, but lemaisa, the sun will shine down on the plants. So he does bring this down again. The Sefer Klalim from the Shals Teshuvas Har Tzvi, he does say in Ha'ara number 34 on the bottom, this could all be found on page Pei Hei. He says that even though the Har Tzvi is talking about Le'inim Psichas Chaloyim, he's talking about in reference to opening up a window in order to let in some fresh air, even though it's going to, again, it's going to enhance the growth of the plants, but I'm doing it some fresh air for myself, and the plants we said last time are not mamish right on top of the windowsill. So he says, Achei Nira Dehu Adin, the same thing would apply, even though the Har Tzvi is not talking about this case per se, but L'chaira, the same concept would apply, Achei Nira Dehu Adin, Lin Psichas Viloyim, Kedei Sha'or Hashemesh Yikanes V'Yigrem Tzmicha, that the sunlight comes in. I want to have light in the room, and even though it's possibly, again, it's going to happen automatically. It's good, the sun's coming in, but it's a grama. It's indirect. It's a koyach sheni. Okay, so lemaisa, but again, we want to keep in mind that it's not mamish right. They're not mamish right on the windowsill. They're in the room, somewhere in the room. Rochei Kitsas is this lashon, that it's a little bit further away from the window. He says a different thing, which makes it even easier. Let's say it's cloudy, and it remains cloudy. Now I open up the curtains. There was no major change in the room. The sun's not shining. It's cloudy and it remains cloudy. I just open up the curtains for outside. So there was nothing that took place. Now the sun comes out. So he says in such a case, that would be easy, even easier to say that it's a grama. Because Lamaisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu made the sun shine a half hour later, right? So now the sun is shining on the plant. So it could be, even over there, even when it's on the windowsill, Lamaisa, that might be even easier to say over there also. That when I opened up the curtain, it was cloudy and it stayed cloudy. There was no change onto the plants. It was just the same. Then the sun started shining. So that's much easier to say that will be even a stronger grammar. In other words, the point is one doesn't have to go ahead and close the curtain. I opened the curtain, it's cloudy, and it stayed cloudy, and the room stayed, the same way it was basically from before. And now a half hour later, the sun started to shine. I don't have to go ahead and close the curtain. It's that obviously does not have to be done. And we don't control the sun. Okay, just to quote a different sefer, Mochon L'Shiftecha, which we've quoted in the past. Again, it's from the Bava Dayan, if I remember correctly. But Lamaisa, be it as it may, he brings in his Piskei Dinim on page Kuf Nun Aleph, in our Simon Shin Lamed Vav, in the back, numbered Mem Tes 49. He says like this, Linen Dina in Paseach Aviloin, somebody again wants to open up a curtain or the window, L'chor is the same thing, Bakavonis, Semicha, if they have a mind semicha for the actual growing vada yesh lesa, that of course you can't do. Avolim einay mischavim lekach, but a person doesn't have a mind for the actual growing. I need some air. I need some sunlight. I need some light in the room. Bechlal, then it's lekach zini apoyskim im have psikreshivim ein ha'otzitz. No, now he's talking about an otzitz, which is basically a flower pot. Usually, that's the plants or flower pots when they're in the house, right? So if the flower pot, he said, is not vim ein ha'otzitz al hachaloin mamish, it's not mamish right on the windowsill, like we said. Yesh leima dehave rak grama. This will be a grama, like we said, karech sheni, indirect. And the mutter afilu bipsikration. It will be mutter to open up the curtains if sunlight comes. It will be mutter to open up the window or so on if air comes in. Again, as long as that's his lush and how he brings it down. In the safer column, we said rochay kitzas, a little bit further away. But he actually says v'm ein ha'otzitz al achalon mamish. If the flower pot or the plant or whatever it is mamish, not on the windowsill per se, it's off to the side somewhere or somewhere in the room at bechlal. Then he brings on yesh lemid have a rak grama the mutter filu b'psikresha. It will be a grama with a psikresha, and again, as long as the person does not have a mind. Even though you'll say it's psikresha denichale because it's my plant and it's good for me, but lamaisa, I don't have a mind for the plants, and I have a mind for the fresh air or for the sunlight. And he brings down the same thing like we said. If somebody opens up the curtain, before I just bring down the second part, he does bring down, there are those who are machmir to be careful not to do it. We have to say there are those who are machmir not to open up the curtain or to open up the window or whatever the case might be, when you have plants in that area, right? Not even just push it on the windowsill, but just even he brings beside chabayis or in the room or in the house, in the room, in that area, and even some possibly want to say it could be even in the Torah, possibly. I don't know exactly how many there are that say that, but Lamaisa, if one wants to be machmir, there are those who are machmir, obviously. But one thing which is for sure, which is much, much easier, like we said, iksas poiskim sever the yesh leftoyach avilein, if somebody opens up the curtain, lefnei zrichas hashemesh, before the sun actually comes out. Again, it's cloudy. I open up the curtains and it's just cloudy and remains cloudy. Then the sun comes out an hour later, whatever, half hour, an hour later, then for sure, many poiskim say that is much easier. So the bottom line is, just to sum it all up, if somebody should be careful, if it's possible, to open all these things before Shabbos, before Shabbos, open the window, open the curtain, open the Venetian blind, whatever the case is, because there are shittas who say one should be careful not to do it. But if for whatever reason somebody has to do it, to open up the curtains, open up the windows, whether it's for the air, whether it's for the sunlight, and as long as they don't have in mind for the growth itself, number one. Number two, the plants are not bedafka on the windowsill, rochay kitzas, we said, a little bit further away, somewhere in the room or whatever, so there is room to be makel in those instances. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.